弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
最近我们教会刚庆祝完40周年。
Recently, we have just finished celebrating our 40th anniversary.
我不知道经过40周年之后，你有什么期望？就期望这个教会会未来成为什么样的教会
？After that, I don't know what kind of expectation you have for our church in the future.
在上上礼拜六，我们举行了教会事工研习会。
Two Saturdays ago, we had a church ministry seminar.
在参加人数当中，我们分成五个团队。
For all the people who joined us, we divide into five groups.
我们希望每个团队都能给他们团队起一个名字。
And each group have named themselves.
那我想这五个名字很奇妙，是跟我们的未来有关的。
And these five names is something to do with our future.
我们有加勒团队。
We have Kayla group.
我们有老鹰团队。
We have Eagle group.
我们有蒲公英团队。
We have Dandelion group.
而且我们有活水团队。
A living water group.
我们更有梦成真团队。
So, dream come true group.
那这些团队在不同的领域上面都告诉我们一些信息。
And all these group is telling us something.
在结束的时候，我要把那些信息讲出来。
At the end, Reverend Ma will summarize it.
那要实现这样的梦想，我们需要求主来帮助我们。
And to make these dream come true, we need God to help us.
赐给我们够用的这个属灵的恩赐。
To give us spiritual gifts.
好，这么可以彼此配搭，完成神在这个阶段托付我们的使命。
We can work together to complete what God has given to us.
所以我们今天借着更多前书第十二章十二到二十七节来分享属灵恩赐的五个共通性。
Today we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 27. We'll share about spiritual gifts and the five characteristics.
那第一个共通性就是恩赐。的相连性。
Number one is connectivity of our gifts.
就是恩赐虽然很多，但是仍然是一个同一个肢体。
Even though there are many gifts, but it's one body.
特别在十二节，更多前书十二节到十四节我来念中文请 James 来念英文。
Verses 12 to 14.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all the parts are many, they form one body. So this was Christ.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，孕育一位圣灵。
For we are baptized by one spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we are all given the one spirit to drink.
身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many.
这边讲到说，身子原来不是个肢体而已。
The body is not just one part.
它是有很多很多的肢体。
It's many, many parts.
有许许多多的肢体。
Many, many different parts.
就像我们这个身体里面，你有手，有眼睛，有鼻子，有太多太多的东西。
Our body, we have hands, we have eyes, we have different parts.
我不知道你有没有听过王鱼自残的故事。
Now, have you heard a story about a kingfish that self harmed?
你知道王鱼为什么要自残吗？
This type of fish called a kingfish will actually harm himself.
那故事说在布拉特岛有一种鱼叫王鱼。
The story said there's in a Blatter Island, there's a type of fish called kingfish.
它的鳞片是由吸附一些小动物在自己身上而变成的。
And the scale will actually have lots of small organisms attached to it.
所以它吸附越多，王鱼的身体就越来越大。
More organism attached to the body of the fish looks even bigger.
甚至可以大到它身体的四倍。
Even can become four times as large as the fish's body.
可是当王鱼到了中晚年的时候
，But when this fish when is old,
因为它的身体的机能渐渐的衰退了
，Body become unable to function very well.
所以原来在它身体上的附属的这些东西都一片一片的掉下来。
All these organisms attached to him will gradually leave his body.
所以最后这个王鱼就会恢复到它原来小小的样子。
The fish will return to a very small size.
所以当没有鳞片的这个王鱼，它就很无法适应现实的环境。
These fish that lost their scale, that lost part of their body, cannot adjust to a new situation.
所以他就会选择自残。
It will actually try to kill itself.
以撞击岩石来结束他自己的生命。
May hit the rock to kill himself.
我想这是一个很伤心的故事。
This is a very sad story.
我们知道在神的家中，基督的身体有两个基本的原则。
In God's home, our bodies of Christ are two very basic principles.
第一个是没有出于基督的，就没有基督的身体。
Number one, without Christ, there's no Christ's body.
第二个是没有圣灵供用的，也没有基督的身体。
Number two, without Holy Spirit, there is no body of Christ.
所以基督的身体就包含它必须是出于基督的，而且有圣灵的供用的，才能算是基督的身体。
So a body of Christ has to come out of Christ and has to have function of the Holy Spirit.
所以就是说必须在圣灵里面充满了圣灵，让圣灵把我们和神的儿女连接在一起，成为一个身体。
In Christ be filled of the Holy Spirit that we can connect all the children of God together, become one body.
这就是恩赐的相连性。
It's connectivity of our gifts.
不像王宇。
It's not the, like kingfish.
他选择自残。
He will actually destroy himself.
他选择很多在他的身上。
There's lots of organism on him.
但他最后脱落以后，他变成原来的自己，他没有办法接受。
But at the end, cannot accept that he lost all these scales.
他辜负了造物主的美意。
Disappointed at the wonderful plan.
我想在教会是这个样子。
The church is the same thing.
当一个人很孤单的时候，他是活不下去的。
Someone is very lonely. It's hard to live on.
因为我们所相信的神，他是三位一体的神。
Our God is a God of Trinity.
这三位一体的神，他们在一起成为一个团契。
This fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
王宇没有团契。
The kingfish does not have a fellowship.
但是我们是基督的身体，基督的肢体，我们有团契。
As the body of Christ, we have fellowship.
我们在基督里面，我们相连在一起。
In Christ, we're connected together.
成为一体。
Become one.
第二点我们要讲到的是恩赐的互属性。
Number two is a diverse community of gifts.
就是我们不能彼此来分离。
That we cannot be separated.
我们不能分离这个，不能分离那个。
We cannot separate from this part or that part.
我们的工作，我们的在一起是神所命定的。
Our ministry is set by God.
就像在更多前书十二章的十五到十六节，圣经这么说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 15 and 16 says,
他说色弱脚说我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。色弱耳朵说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。
15, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong part of to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body.
当我看完这个王宇的故事，我的心被深深的触动。
And Reverend Mao read the story about a kingfish, he was very moved.
不禁陷入沉思中。
He's been thinking about it.
因为王宇将原本不属于自己自身的鳞片的吸附附属物吸附到自己的身上来。
The kingfish was able to attract these organisms attached to a scale.
满足了他自己的虚荣心，
it actually fulfill its own vanity,
享受 在海底 那些的风光，
enjoy the advantage of being a huge fish,
可是到头来却无法接受鳞片散落以后的自己。
But the end could not accept the old fish when there is no more scale.
所以痛苦中竟选择自残的方式来死去。
And choose to kill itself.
我要说的是他的蚕食不是因为灾难，
His death is not because of disaster,
不是因为疾病，
because of illness,
更不是因为意外，
because of an accident,
而是失去了身上耀眼的光环，实在是可悲。
Because he lost the whole beautiful exterior, it's very sad.
在为王宇的蚕食惋惜的时候，
even though we feel sad for this type of fish,
我们不禁要联想到在我们现实的生活里面，
we can also think about in our own daily lives.
当我们拥有像王宇一般的这鳞片的时候，
Like we could have like a mini, a large scale like this kingfish.
我们可能活得非常有自信。
We may feel like we're living very confident.
对我们来说，这些鳞片就可能是人的称赞。
This type of scale could be people's praise.
人对我们的认可。
People's confirmation.
或者是别人对我们羡慕的眼光。
Or people are envious of us.
或者是我们自己有一个特别的恩赐。
Or we have a very special gifts.
或者是自己感觉到的一种安全感。
Or we feel our safety net.
或是名利、健康、地位等等的附属物。
Could be fame, could be health, could be our position.
我们可能享受着众人的高朋夸赞、鲜花的和掌声。
We enjoy other people's praise and their applause.
可谓是春风得意。
You feel great about yourself.
那当繁华殆尽的时候，容易淡去，以落魄坠暮的时候，我们又是何种表现
？But when all these go away at the end, what do we have to show for?
我们会不会像失去鳞片的王宇一样呢？
We become like this kingfish.
圣经说我们不能单单为自己活着。
The Bible said we cannot just live for ourselves.
俗话说天生我才必有用。
The saying that everyone is good for something.
但是这个天生我才必有用不是单单为了自己。
But this function is not just for yourself.
特别在神的家中是为着叫人因你得福。
In God's family, you need to bless other people.
而这个天生我才必有用就是上帝所赐给我们的恩赐。
Everyone is good for something. This is because God's gifts.
教会这么多人上帝给每个人的恩赐都不同。
So many people in our church, everybody has different gifts from God.
但是在神家中神所赐的恩赐有他的互属性。
But in God's family, these gifts, there's a commonality.
所以在我们刚刚所读的更多前书十二章十五到十六节告诉我们这样的信息。
So in verse 15 and 16 it tells us that.
身体上的肢体只能是互属。
All the different parts has to belong to one another.
根本没有办法彼此做比较的。
You cannot really compare one part to another.
你不能把你的手跟你的脚来做比较。
You cannot compare your hand to your
你不能把你的眼睛跟你的眉毛来做比较。
Your eyes to your eyebrow.
你的嘴巴跟你的肚子来做比较不行的
mouth and your stomach,
因为他们在身体上的功用不同
different function in the body,
并且每一样在身上都是同等的重要
it's equally important for this body.
只有个人主义者才喜好和别人比较
Only, individualist, who likes to compare yourself with
others. 而如果我们一直是跟别人比较的话
we continue to compare ourselves with others,
那会显明我们尚未看见基督的身体
it shows that we have not seen a bigger picture of the body of Christ.
所以肢体要彼此进功用，首先要运用神所赐给我们的那一份。
So as we do our function, we want to use what God has given to us.
你的那一份是最美的。
Your whatever you can do that is the most beautiful part.
最有用的。
Most functional.
而我的这一份也是最棒的。
And my part is also the best.
当你的最有用、最跟我的最棒，我们合在一起的时候，神的身体就显示出来了。
When the most useful part of yours and my best part together, then God's glory will be revealed.
因为我们是互属的。
Because we are one.
我们是分不开的。
We cannot be separated.
虽然多种多样，但是我们是分不开的。
And parts cannot be separated.
只有当我们一起进攻的时候，这个身体才会产生它最重要的功用出来。
Only when we all work together, the body can function the best.
教会就是这样子
Church is like this.
所以我们教会有执事有不同的职务的人我们配合在一起这个教会才能默默地往前走
So we have deacons and co-workers we can all work together as a body
第三个我们讲到的是、恩赐的相依性
Number three, the dependency of gifts
那这个是在第十七到二十二节这边说不能说我用不着你
Verse 17 to 22 You cannot say that I do not use a special part
那 这段 圣经很长我们就不念了
We're not going to read this passage.
但是我们要说如果全身都是眼睛的话哪里可以听声音呢
like the whole body is an eye that you can't hear anything.
如果你的全身都是耳朵的话从哪里去闻那个味道出来
the body is a ear that you cannot smell the fragrance.
所以上帝按照他的旨意把各种不同的功用的这些肢体都放在神的家中
According to God's will, He put these different functions in God's family.
所以眼睛不能对手说我用不着你。
So I cannot tell the ears that I don't need you.
而且头也不能对我们的脚说我用不着你。
Head cannot say to our feet that I don't need you.
而且神要给我们的是说身体上的肢体人以为软弱的是更是不可少的。
Especially the part that we think is weak is actually essential.
我在神的家中没有每一个人都是非常的强壮。
God's family, not everyone is equally strong.
都是很坚固的。
Not everyone is solid.
有坚固，有软弱的。
There are some people stronger and some weaker.
但就是因为这样来组成一个教会。
But because of that, we can form
成为神的家。
Become God's family.
因为在神的家中，我们是相依性的。
Because in God's family, we depend on one another.
我不能没有你，你也不能没有我。
I cannot live without you. You cannot live without me.
叫我们彼此分开是最大最大的痛苦。
It's indeed painful to live apart.
所以基督身体上的肢体乃是圣灵按着身体上的需要给我们各种各样的不同恩赐和职分
So according to our needs, the Holy Spirit gives church different type of gifts and different type of position.
我相信我们慢慢在发现我们教会有很多有 很棒很棒的恩赐。
We continue to discover that many people in the church has lots of gifts.
有些人很会带团契。
Some people are great at leading fellowship.
有些人很有亲和力。
Some people can bring people together.
有些人很有爱心。
Some people have lots of love.
有些人很会祷告。
Some people know how to pray.
有些人很专心在他在做的事情上面。
Some people are very focused on the things that they can do.
有些人很能够想到别人的需要。
Some people are very empathetic of others, their needs.
他经常为别人着想。
Also think about others.
就算别人想不到，他都能想到。
Even though something that you may not think of, they can remember.
我们就是这样一个教会。
So we are this type of church.
也就是基督在每个人身上所展现出来的，让我们在基督里面彼此紧紧的相依在一起。
With different gifts, we can all in Christ together, work together as unit.
第四个我们要分享的是恩赐的互补性。
Number four, the supportive of gifts.
我们讲到这个恩赐是很特别的一件事情。
Gift is very special.
他说不体面的给他加上体面，不俊美的给他加上俊美。
The part that's less honorable we treat with special honor, and the part that is unpresentable we treat with modesty.
哦，有些事情我们自己没有办法去改变。
Some of the things we cannot change.
我们就是这样。
This is who we are.
我们的长相就是这样。
This is the way we look.
这是爸爸妈妈生的。
We got it from our parents.
有些人就是。比较筋比较大的，有些人就是很能宽心的看很多事情。
Some people have a more open mind. Some people are more able to focus on small things.
而有些人就会在很多事情上面，他会很用心去处理那些事情。
Some people truly pay a lot of attention and detail.
而神就是给我们每个人都不一样。
God gave us very different gifts.
而一个教会的美就在那个不一样，而能活在一起，而应用在一起。
The beauty of church that even though we have different gifts, we can all work together and supplement one another.
我想在我们中间没有什么不体面的。
We don't have anyone here that's not honorable.
也没有什么不俊美的。
Nothing that's not presentable.
我想在神的眼中，我们都是最美的那一位。
In God's eye, we are very beautiful.
就在父母的眼中，孩子是最可爱的。
Like in parents' eyes, your own kids are the most adorable.
我记得这是一个。说起来有点伤感的一件事情。
Reverend Mao is going to talk about something that's kind of sad.
当我一个孙子的时候
，When one of his granddaughter，
我一个很亲很亲的一个亲戚。
Reverend Mao had a relative, very close relative.
因为那个时候小孩子很小。
And the kids were very small.
我们说孩子是成长是好像是十八变吗？
We say kids continue to change as they grow.
因为小孩子在成长，他不断在变，不断在变，不断在变。
As kids as they grow, continue to change, continue to change.
就算我那位亲戚觉得我那个孙子真的长得很不怎么样的那个时候
，When this close relative mentioned that he didn't think that this granddaughter was very good looking.
但是我仍然觉得她非常非常的可爱。
Reverend Mao still think that she was adorable.
在我的眼中，没有人比她更可爱。
His eyes, she was the most adorable.
但是我要说的是，如果今天我那一位很亲很亲的亲戚在看见她的时候
，But I believe that my that very close relatives now see my granddaughter today.
当他看到一个还没有经过十八变的一个孩子的时候，那种跟以前不一样，他我不晓得他是什么感觉。
I don't know how what he would say because the kids has already changed so much.
所以我们的孩子是最美的。
Our own kids are the most beautiful.
我也可以很负责任的跟大家说。
I can be very responsibly said.
你在神的眼中就是最美的那一位。
In God's eye, you're also the most beautiful.
神真的很爱你。
God truly loved you very much.
神真的很珍惜你。
God truly cherish you very much.
这是一定的事情。
This is indeed very true.
所以在教会当中，他说恩赐的互补性。
Because in the church, we can all support one another.
所以我们在互补当中就把那个美就带出来的
As we support one another, bring out the beauty of God.
把那个顺就带出来的
To bring out the God's will very smoothly.
然后让大家在这个教会当中我们重视的已经看到的是什么是个披戴耶稣基督的人
That in our church we can all see we are clothed with Christ.
他已经不再是他原来的样子了
No longer your old self.
因为披戴耶稣基督
Once you're covered with Christ,
它变得非常的美
you become beautiful.
因为披戴耶稣基督
Because you're covered with Christ,
比基督来遮盖一切
He can cover everything.
这是教会的美
This is the beauty of church.
这是互补性
This is how we can support one another.
在地上我们有互补性。
On earth we support.
在教会当中有互补性。
Church we support one another.
但从神而来的是不断不断的恩上加恩，力上加力，在我们中间。
Okay, grace upon grace from God.
我们求主来帮助我们。
May God continue to help us.
因为教会是神所配搭的。
Because church is put together by God.
所以神所安排的弟兄姐妹在一起，那是最，那是神的美意。
God have arranged different brothers and sisters to be here.
所以在教会的教会当中，你没有办法，你没有选择的余地。
So we cannot really have any choice.
你不要说这个是我喜欢，所以他在这里就好了。
I cannot say, oh, I only like this person, so I'll just be here.
哦，这个我不喜欢，所以他不要来。
This one, I don't like him. He doesn't need to come to church.
不是这样子的。
Cannot say that.
教会就是不同功用的人都能在一起来进功用。
The church people with different function can all work together to do God's work.
最后我们要分享的是第五点。
Lastly, number five.
恩赐的同理性。
The empathy of gifts.
就是一个身体，一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。
When one part is hurt, the whole body hurts.
若一个肢体得荣耀。
If the body is glorified,
所有的肢体就一同快乐。
Every part rejoices with it.
我来念一下这段圣经在哥林多前书十二章二十六到二十七节。
So First Corinthians chapter 12, 26 and 27.
他这边说，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Verse 26, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part's honor, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
犹太人有一个很出名的故事。
That's a very famous Jewish story.
在犹太法典当中记载许多的故事。
In Jewish law, there's many stories.
其中有一个故事。
It's one very special.
他假定这样一个问题。
It's a very hypothetical situation.
他说，假如一个婴儿生来有两个头，那么要 OK.
If baby was born with two heads,
那么要把这个孩子看作一个人呢，还是看作两个人来教育他
？Should we look at this baby as one? Should we look at it as two people?
我想在座的每位弟兄姐妹都比那个拉比还聪明。
I think we all think we're smarter than the rabbi.
当真的有两个头的孩子带到你面前的时候，你要把它当成一个人，还是当成两个人
？Truly, if there's a baby with two heads, will you look at it one person or two for two person?
那在犹太的教规当中有一条规定。
And in the Jewish law, there's one very special rule.
就是当婴儿他满月的那一天，他必须要抱到圣殿去接受神的祝福。
When the baby was 1 month old, they would bring it to the temple to be blessed by God.
那么问题就来了。
So the question is,
如果有两个头的婴孩是要接受两次祝福，还是一次祝福就好呢
？So if you have a two-headed baby, should you receive one blessing or two blessings?
那这成为拉比的一个困扰。
This became an issue for the rabbi.
那犹太法典对这个问题的解答非常的简单明了。
And the rule actually has a very simple answer.
他说把热水滴在一个头上面。
So put some hot water on top of one head.
如果另一个头也发出哀叫的声音。
If the other head cried out in pain.
就表示这是一个人。
That means this is one person.
如果另一个头都没有感觉。
If the other head
都没有反应。
No feeling, no response.
就表示他们是两个个别的人。
Then they're two separate people.
就要祝福两次。
You need to bless them twice.
那这个故事的意思是什么呢
？What is the meaning of the story？
为什么他们把这样的故事放在法典里面
？Why do they put this kind of story in their rules and regulations？
他要带出一个很重要的信息出来。
Bring out a very important message。
因为犹太民族他们就是一个苦难的一个民族。
The Jewish people they truly have suffered much。
他们经过几千年的流浪。
They have been wandering for thousands。
后来神让他们建国了。
God allowed them to build a country again.
即或他们建国以后，他们也遭受到周围内墙在国际舞台上把遭受打击非常的多。
Even after they have built their own nation, they still continue to be attacked by others.
所以这个故事就被传说出来了。
So this story is talking about this.
就是说，居住在以色列、俄国、德国或其他非洲国家的犹太人。
So for Jewish people who live in Israel or Russia or Germany or other countries.
就真的在任何世界上任何一个地方的犹太人。
The Jewish people all over the world.
他们当他们受到凌辱迫害的时候，听到这类事情的人，如果流露出愤慨悲痛的感情。
When a group of Jewish people they were attacked or oppressed or discriminated against, when other people hear about this, if they truly feel that,
发出不平抗议的怒吼，
they are angry and they feel injustice.
就明白显示他是个犹太人。
Then that person is part of the Jewish people.
如果那个人听到漠不关心、缄默不语，就表示他不是犹太人。
If that person feel like nothing and did not care at all, then that person is not a Jewish person.
这是有旧约神学当中在讲的团契人格。
In Old Testament, this is called the fellowship characteristics.
或者说是 corporate personality.
Very corporate.
那在这个过程当中，在让我们看见说，当我们在讲雅各的时候，我们也讲到了以色列。
Like when we talk about Jacob, we talk about Israel.
当我们讲到以色列的时候
，we talk about Israel.
我们也讲到了雅各，所以这两个雅各跟以色列在互换、在互动当中，他们是没有办法被分开的。
In the interaction between them, you cannot separate it out.
在整个以色列当中，他们建立一个非常重要的一个团体的人格。
So this is a very important corporate personality.
那这个就像我们今天在南安华人基督教会一样。
This is just like CCCSB today.
如果我们在外面听到 CCCSB 我们的教会发展得很好很蒙神的爱的时候，你在外面虽然不在这里，你听到你心中会很开心，很为这个教会来感谢神。
When we're outside and we hear other people praise our church, you will feel glad and very joyful.
或者说你在外面听到教会有一件伤心的事情
or you're outside, you hear that a very sad thing happened in the church,
你的心也会痛
you also feel pain.
这就是团契人格
it means that we are corporate together.
所以后来这个故事也被应用到教会里面来的
so this story can be applied in the church.
当教会发生事情的时候，如果听到这样事情的人
when the church, something happened in the church, if someone heard it,
他跟受苦的人同苦同忧
You can truly be empathetic to the people who are suffering.
他就是同一个教会的人。
And then you belong to this church.
如果他毫无反应，漠不关心。
If you have no feeling at all, didn't care.
他就不是属这个教会的。
You do not belong to this church.
那这就是哥林多前书十二章二十六、二十七节所说的。
This is what the First Corinthians chapter 12, 26 and 27 says.
同苦同荣同乐。
Suffer together, honor together, rejoice together.
同苦同荣同乐。
Suffer together, honor together, and rejoice together.
这是我们2019年、2020年教会的主题。
This is the theme of our church for 2019 and 2020.
等一下，我在报告2019年、20年的这个事工报告时候，我会讲出来。
Later on in membership meeting, Reverend Mao will elaborate on this.
我会有更多的解释。
You will have more explanation.
那么在结束今天的讲道当中，我们知道在属灵恩赐的配搭下，因为我们的教会是一个加勒的教会。
So in conclusion, with the Holy Spirit and different gifts, we work together. Our church, we hope, is a Caleb church.
加勒教加勒是怎么样？是老当益壮的。
Caleb symbolize even though you're old, but you're very strong.
而是忠心到底的。
Continue to be faithful to the end.
只有侍奉一位主。
Continue to serve that one God.
那就是圣经中加勒的这写照。
That's what Caleb was like in the Bible.
我觉得加勒这个很好。
It's a very good name.
我们也希望我们的教会是个将来是个老鹰的教会。
So hope that our church is like an eagle.
老鹰的教会就是一个属灵的生命不断提升的教会。
The spiritual life will continue to rise.
像老鹰如鹰展翅上腾，而又在神的带领当中一样。
The eagle spread wings to fly and continue to be guided by God.
而且在所有的鸟类当中，只有老鹰的眼睛可以直视太阳。
And of all the birds, only the eagle can actually look at the sun.
所以我们也需要成为老鹰的教们，眼睛是明亮的。
Our eyes need to be sharp.
我们属灵的生命不断被提升起来。
Spiritual life continue to be elevated.
不是一个人。
Not just one person.
是全部的弟兄姐妹都被提升了。
All the brothers and sisters, we all lift up together.
第三个，我们需要成为蒲公英的教会。
Number three, be a church like a dandelion.
而且叫蒲公英的特性。
The characteristic is.
那真的是非常坚韧的。
It continue to be very strong.
不管遭遇任何事情，不管是在任何环境，他都能成长得好。
Regardless of the environment, continue to be able to grow.
而且成蒲公英是一种很重要的药。
And it actually is actually good for medicinal purposes.
你要止血，你要消炎的话，蒲公英是非常棒的。
You can use it to decrease inflammation and stop bleeding.
所以我们要成为能够医治人的教会。
Also, we can become a church of healing.
我们因为蒲公英是这样的那么会成长，所以我们要成为一个门徒生生不息的教会。
It's a very strong life for us, so continue to grow that our discipleship will continue to grow.
我们需要成为一个活水的教会。
We want to become a church of living water.
生命的活水不断在我们当中涌流出来。
The living water of life will continue to bubble up in our church.
让所有来到我们当中的每一个人都感受到那一份被活水充满的供应。
So everyone who come here can be supplied by this living water.
也就是祷告每位弟兄姐妹从你的心中从你的生命当中流露出那个活水出来。
Every brother and sister will have living water coming out of you.
让那个活水成为一个被看见的水。
The people can actually see that.
圣灵不断在你的生命当中动工工作。
The Holy Spirit continue to work in you.
最后我们要成为一个梦成真的教会。
Lastly, we'll come to a church that was dream come true.
事实上我们说未来四十年我们有很多的梦想。
The next 40 years, we have a big dream.
我们真的有很多很多的梦想。
Many, many different dreams.
如果只有梦想而这个梦想不能成真的时候，这个梦想等于零，等于空。
If we cannot realize our dream, then it's just empty.
所以我很喜欢这个梦成真的这个教会。
Like this, dream come true.
要让这个梦成真的做一个梦成真的教会，我们必须要大家要同心合意在神的面前，一同来工作，一同来学习，一同来成长。
We need to come together, continue to learn, continue to grow, continue to work together.
愿神来祝福大家。
May God bless every one of you.
也祝每一个人。
And bless everyone.
祝福大家感恩节快乐。
Happy Thanksgiving.
下礼拜就是感恩节了。
Next week is Thanksgiving.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，让我们借着今天在你面前，你的话语来一同学习。
Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We can all learn together from your words.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们真的看见这属灵恩赐的共同性。
And we can see the commonality of our spiritual gifts.
让我们彼此配搭。
And we can all work together.
就是要完成主你在这个世代当中你呼召我们要完成的使命。
To accomplish the things that you have called us to do in this era.
主啊，巴不得每个人都看见神你要我们看见的意象。
Lord, hope that we can all see the vision you have given to us.
让我们在这个意象带领当中我们大家共同的前进。
In the guidance of your vision, we'll continue to walk forward.
愿主你赐下属天的力量跟智慧给每个弟兄姐妹。
We pray for wisdom and strength that comes only from you.
哦，特别赐给今天要产生所有的执事们。
Especially for all the deacons that will be elected today.
以及未来的服事团队。
And all the co-workers in the future.
求主恩上加恩，力上加力。
We give a grace upon grace, strength upon strength.
让我们为主的名跟随主。走到底。
We'll continue to follow the Lord until the end for your name.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.